top five tips for networking with confidence. Let's dive in. One of the things that I think people find most challenging when they go to a networking event is striking up a conversation. You're coming, you're on your own, and you walk into a room full of people who are chatting. They look like they've known each other for years, and you go, oof. The nerves come in, you get a bit embarrassed. Like, what am I going to say? How am I going to break into conversation? The biggest tip I can give you, because I do this myself, is to...
Every single person that attends an event, if you can go and just even with a small intention of making sure that everyone that you interact with feels really calm and safe to open up and have conversations in your company, that is absolute gold.
Come and be the best version of you. Show up with kindness. Show up with a giving nature, thinking, what can I give? What value can I offer to the people in this room? And watch as your relationships flourish, your opportunities keep coming to you, and people want to be around you. Welcome to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast. And today we've got another Pam and Georgie special. Pam, I love doing these little solo casts with you. So good to have you back on the mic, sat next to me. How are you today?
Oh, you lucky listeners are in for a treat today. Yeah, really good. Thank you. I am stunned that it is the end of November, but I am really excited for everything that's ahead in December, and I hope everyone is just gearing up for a nice break, but not before we all get to enjoy some festivities.
I know, it's going to be a month of networking, socializing, and we thought we would do this little episode today because tomorrow, Tuesday the 5th of December. Now, if you can be listening to this afterwards, you're still going to get tons of value from this episode because December is all about networking, socializing. But tomorrow is our sisterhood social event. And I'm so excited. I absolutely love these events. It's a room full of incredible people, career professionals. And this event is all around culture and shaping success in 2024. So it's going to be a phenomenal event. We have the most amazing panel. I'm so excited. All of the women we have actually been on the podcast this year. So we've got Sally from RespectX, who's ex-KPMG. She was like the lead of diversity and inclusion for like 15 years. We have Sharon, who's the GM of people and culture at 7-Eleven. And we also have Tova, who was on our podcast, who was like the lead recruitment lead at Google for like 10 years. So these women have got so much knowledge and they are there to share all of their knowledge, stories, and really give us an insight into what they believe companies, organizations, and what we all can be doing to shape success in 2024 and really show up as our best selves in our work and our careers. So it's going to be amazing. If you haven't got your ticket yet and you are listening to this today, there might be a few left. I haven't checked this morning, so I'll have to go and check. But if there is, grab one for you and a coworker. You do not want to miss this event. But we're going to talk to you today how to network with confidence. Now, this podcast is called Career Confidence for a reason. You and I both believe that having those levels of self-belief and confidence is really important for career success. I think we can both agree on that. But confidence, especially when it comes to networking, doesn't come easy for some. And I know we've had conversations about this in the past, Pam, but a lot of people get a lot of social anxiety and actually have said to us after the event, I really want to come to these events, but I get really bad social anxiety. It makes me really nervous. I get so overwhelmed striking up a conversation. So hearing that, I think it's just really important that we maybe give some strategies and tips on really how to network with purpose, really how to show up as your best self and really get the most out of these experiences. But what are you most looking forward to, Pam, about our event tomorrow before we dive into all of the strategies and tips and things?
Well, I must admit, I'm looking forward to dusting myself out of some of my mum wardrobe and getting a little bit glam. No, honestly, these events really, really fill my cup. And especially now that we're going into our fourth one. I know that the panel events are incredible. The lineup of women that we always have really adds some value, but it's such an incredible panel of women, and it's an evening of really like learning, that sort of immersive learning. It's real talk from real people listening to real strategies and real experiences that they've been through, which is just fantastic. And then I'm really loving how as each event grows, there's more and more people putting their hand up at the end and really immersing themselves in the Q&A and being curious and just having the confidence to ask questions. So that's what I've noticed throughout the course of the last 12 months doing our four events, is that the room, we're starting to create this type of environment where people feel safe enough to speak out. And I'm looking forward to just seeing that flourish more as the events go on. And I think that comes down to the kind of person that we've got in the room, that people feel confident enough as time goes on and they start coming to more of the events to say, right, okay, I've got a question and I'm just going to throw my hand up and I'm going to ask it. But it's fantastic to just see some familiar faces now and see some new faces. And yeah, I must admit, I'm looking forward to a little glass of wine and getting a new outfit on.
You and me both, honestly. I was like looking at my wardrobe the other day and I was sending you pictures of like, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And I was like, do you know what? It's just an excuse to go shopping. So Black Friday sale wasn't going to go, but ended up buying a whole new outfit. But I can't wait to wear it. Go red because, you know, December, Christmas and all of that. So yeah, it's going to be so much fun. And what you just said there is actually such a good point. It's so nice seeing like new faces, building up the community. It really feels like we're sort of creating something here that's really special. So if you are in Melbourne and you can make the event, please come along. If you haven't got your ticket yet, we'd love to see you there. But even if you're not coming to our event or you're living overseas, UK, America, wherever you are in the world, networking, first and foremost, I believe, is so valuable for our careers and our career capital. And, you know, they really do say your network is your net worth. And I kind of agree with that, to be honest. Like when I really reflect on who I've actually met at some of the networking events that I've been to, the doors it's opened, the opportunities, the connections of like, you know, oh, I'm going to introduce you to so-and-so. But it's always showing up. And I think my thought process when showing up for events is not what can I get, but also what can I give? And we're going to go into that through the tips as well. But I just want to just really, before we dive into the tips, just say that networking is so powerful. You never know who you're going to meet. You never know what doors it's going to open. And it might not open doors straight away. This might be a year, 2 years, 3 years down the line. If you stay in contact with these people, who knows where these relationships can go? So, you know, go with the long-term approach in mind. Don't go thinking, oh, who am I going to meet? Who, you know, I'm looking for a job. I'm going to try and sort of meet people and get a job, or I'm looking for a business partner. Like go with the intention of, I want to give more than I get. And if I can come away feeling like I've learned something and I've had some value from the event as well, fantastic. So I think in setting the intention before the event is really, really important. I mean, setting intentions generally with how you want to show up in the world every day, I think is important, but especially when you're thinking about coming to a networking event, if we all showed up with good intentions just to bring our best self, think about what value we can offer, the networking events that we go to would be outstanding, I believe. Mm-hmm. So top five tips for networking with confidence. Let's dive in. I'm going to read them because I've got them here that we've written down.
Right, you go, and then I'll just see what comes
out. And then we can discuss and we can chat. That's the flow. Okay, so tip number one that we wrote down was, I've actually just said this, but really network with purpose.
Yeah.
Key thoughts.
Yeah, look, I completely agree with that, networking with purpose. I think one thing that's really key for going into this silly season, as a lot of people call it, there are so many opportunities to attend events. You've got your work parties, you've got your team parties, you've got all these events that are rolling out. And I think that if you are really intentional about which events you choose to go to and which parties you choose to attend, you won't get overwhelmed, you won't get stressed, right? I think that you can fall into the trap of just saying yes to everything because you've been invited. And if you're the type of person that struggles with saying no, don't, right? If it's not a hell yes, it's a no. So think about what you want to get out of each event you attend or each party that you're invited to throughout this festive season. And if it ain't ticking your boxes, do not dare feel guilty about not going. Your time is precious. And this is a season where we're all incredibly busy and you also need to protect your energy. Mm-hmm. Now, networking with purpose, I think in terms of like our events, if I can just talk to how definitely. We've set our events up, okay? Now, I think back to what I used to be searching for in an event, right? And I think most of the listeners will know now that I have two really young children. And any time that I spend away from my children has got to be purposeful. It has got to be something that I really want to do for whatever reasons. And when we created Sisterhood Club, I knew that, look, Not every single woman out there has chose to have a family. However, a lot of people at my age do have young children or school age children, and the time that they are spending away from them is incredibly important. I have been to many events over the years, but one thing that I found that I really didn't really enjoy was maybe just like going to an event that was in a bit of an office space, mm-hmm. and it was just the event, slice a pizza, go. Mm-hmm. When I'm actually going to an event, I do like to have an excuse to really dust down something nice in my wardrobe, get out and have a little bit of an experience. And with Sisterhood Club, that's what we wanted to create. We wanted to create an event experience where you are learning, you are growing, you are genuinely connecting with people, like-minded individuals, that you can create some really deep-rooted professional connections. But on top of that, what we also wanted to create was a night out, like, you know, a couple of drinks, if that's your thing, a couple of canapés, and just really make it a bit of a social experience. That's what I'm looking for when I go to an industry event. So the networking events that I choose to go to throughout the Christmas season, I am being very selective, but I am also choosing the ones that, one, have got a really strong panel or really strong keynote speakers that I feel that I can actually get some learning and key takeaways from. But on top of that, I really want to make sure that I'm having a fun evening out and I'm actually going to have the opportunity to just break into a few little groups of individuals and introduce myself and sort of get to know some new people across the industry. So networking with purpose, I think, is absolutely key. But on top of that, please don't be afraid to say no. Don't let your social calendar just get so packed up that you actually start to feel incredibly overwhelmed. But look, that's a few, and it might sound really ridiculous, but I'm looking for more than just going to an event that's got some wonderful people speaking at it. I want to have a really, really good immersive evening. Like, I'm traveling into the city. I want to make sure that I'm going to also have a little bit of fun.
I completely agree. And I think we've both been to enough networking events where, you know, and look, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, I'm with you. I like to sort of feel like I'm going and really learning and also mingling with some really good people, and just going into an office and having a couple of slices of pizza just doesn't quite cut it for me anymore. Mm. But again, it just depends on what I'm going into a networking event for. Like, whether, you know, if it's a networking event to really learn and immerse myself in a particular topic, I'm not necessarily going and, you know, worried about, well, I wonder who's going to be there, or wonder what the, you know, the canapes will be, you know, or the drinks will be. I'm going there to learn. So again, I think you make some really good points, is that what do you want to get out of the event? Do you want to learn? Do you want to meet people? Do you want to network? Do you just want to put yourself in a, you know, outside of your comfort zone and just go and test your social skills? But yeah, having a think about what do you want to get out of the events that you go to this month or this year is really, really important. And I think that's where we've really tried to think about when we've launched the Sisterhood Social, is that we don't want it just to be somewhere where you just go and listen to people talk. You also want, like you say, an immersive experience, a fun experience that leaves you feeling like, that was a really good use of my time. I've had a lot of value from that. I've met some really good people and I can't wait to the next one. So yeah, you're absolutely right. But yeah, think about what you want to get out of the networking experience. And like Pam said, don't overwhelm yourself. I think, you know, I actually don't have any issue with saying no. I can say no quite easily. I don't tend to get sort of FOMO, but I know a lot of people do. But use, you know, really be self-aware and go, what event is going to be appealing to me? What do I want to go to? And don't overwhelm yourself or your calendar, because you're not going to enjoy it. So tip number two. Okay, so one of the things that I think people find most challenging when they go to a networking event is striking up a conversation. Let's take a scenario. you're coming, you're on your own, and you walk into a room full of people who are chatting, who are just, you know, standing around. They look like they've known each other for years, and you go, oh, okay, like, the nerves come in, you know, you get a bit embarrassed, like, who am I going to say? Who am I going to break into conversation? The biggest tip I can give you, because I do this myself, is to come in with a compliment. So for example, if you see someone stood on their own and you go, right, I'm going to go speak to that person, just walk over and go, oh my God, Pam, I love that top. Where'd you get it? Right? Instantly, there's warmth, there's conversation, because you go, oh, thanks so much. I got it from, Witchery. Oh, I love Witchery. Right? It just is an easy way of striking a conversation. Or if you go into, say, a group setting and someone's just finished, you could say, oh, I really agree with what you just said there, and pull upon your own experience. But it's just such an easy way to start a conversation, join a group conversation. So lead with a compliment. Pam, anything that you sort of experienced in those scenarios?
Yes, absolutely. So that it's really important to think, if you're the person and you want to come in and you want to break into a group that's standing talking, can I also make a suggestion? If you are part of the group that is standing having a discussion and an individual comes up and walks into that group with the intention of joining in, please make them sound welcome.
Oh, yeah.
I actually do have an experience that I had just last week at the school gates.
Oh.
There was a group of women standing having a little chat, and I know who they are, but I think I just had an extra coffee. So I was just like, oh, ready for a right good chat. Mm-hmm. And I walked up and I just sort of stood and I was like, hi. But no one paused talking to make me feel welcome in the group. Now, not a big deal. It's not the kind of thing that really bothers me at all, but I did notice it. But that's the kind of thing that other people that are maybe not as extroverted as me, they would want the ground to open up and swallow them. So if you are in a group and someone approaches you, please pause. Please make them feel welcome. It is so important, because that's the kind of thing. I mean, honestly, what do we teach our kids, right? Be kind, be welcoming. So please, as adults, whoever approaches you, please make them feel welcome. And if you see someone standing alone and you're with others, give them a wave over, invite them in, be kind. Please make people feel welcome. And I think that's something that we can all, at all ages, do so much better.
I'm just so right. And that's such an awful experience. I'm just so like inviting, and I love it. But
so am I.
It's a lack of self-awareness.
Or like just a lack of confidence as well. From others not really knowing how
what to do or
how to act. Because I do feel that we are honestly, right, it's 2023. But if you think about what we've all navigated through over the past few years, people have been socially isolated for a long time, and it's only this year that in-person social events have started to emerge again. And I've actually got a friend that is really struggling to actually immerse herself back into even like the working environment and, you know, going out in social settings. And the social anxiety is really real for a lot of people, which is why it is really important to just extend that kindness and that sort of open arms, shall we say.
I completely agree. And before we move on to tip three, I'm just smiling here because my cavoodle Ted has kind of managed to sort of tangle himself up in the podcast wires. And I think if he puts a paw up, he's going to take out the whole podcasting kit. So bear me 2 seconds, everyone.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, God, I couldn't focus on tip number three because I could just see the podcast mics going flying. Yeah, he's joined me now. Okay, good. So that was really, really powerful. And yeah, let's just all lead with kindness. I think that's just something just to add into the podcast, because it's just so nice to be nice. Okay, tip number three. Be a good listener and ask thoughtful questions. Now, this is probably something that I struggle with because I love a chat and I do get quite excited, especially if someone's saying something that I really agree with. And I have a habit of just going, yeah, because I just get excited and sort of want to join in the conversation. But networking, more importantly, is also about listening to others. And really paying attention to what someone's saying. And if you do that, what I've learned as well, and this is something that I continue to work on, and I feel like I am getting better, but again, it's something I'm really consciously aware of, is if you listen to what someone's saying, you can then ask more thoughtful questions and the conversation's just better. Whereas if you're just there, just wanting to put in your 5 cents, the conversation actually can end up just not going anywhere or not being of any value. So really practicing the art of listening. And this isn't just for networking. This is just for life. Listening to our partners, our friends, our children, our loved ones, our coworkers, our teams. Like, being a good listener is also being a good leader. And I think that what we sort of tend to think is that we want to interject our thoughts, our opinions, which of course are valid and valuable, but make sure when you're networking in a networking scenario, you listen more than you speak. I think that's really powerful. Pam, I know that we both love a chat, so this can be quite challenging for us sometimes, but how would you sort of, you know, interject? And, you know, is listening something that you sometimes struggle with as well?
Oh, absolutely, because I do love a good chat as well. And it is that case of when you get overexcited, you're like, I've had to really practice when I'm podcasting as well. Like, you know, Kyle offers us some feedback sometimes, and I used to be like, and just like desperate to get my little nugget into the conversation as well. But yeah, I think that if you are the type of person that really loves a good chat and you're dying to offer your value, just be aware, especially in a group setting, that everyone's got different personalities and everyone, you know, maybe struggles to interject in a group setting. So when someone's talking, what I would always do is maybe offer a little bit of a pause in between in case there's someone with a more gentle personality or that's more quietly spoken that actually has the opportunity to contribute. I think that is just, that's the key, really. Everyone does have different personalities and different approaches when it comes to offering their voice in a group situation. So I think just really having an awareness and an understanding of that, if you're the type of person that has got a lot to say, and that's fantastic, right? Because that can also contribute to others feeling a lot more comfortable as well. So, but just definitely make sure that we give pause to allow the more quietly spoken in the groups have the opportunity to speak up and share their opinion. But the power of listening is so valuable, and there's so much that we can take from listening to others. And especially in a networking situation, you're going to have the opportunity to meet people from all walks of life, different ages, different cultural backgrounds, some people that have worked at large global corporations, some people that have worked at tiny startups. Like, you can really learn a lot from other people that are in the room. So in actual fact, being the quietest person often gives you the opportunity to walk away with absorbing and learning.
Love that. When we listen, we learn. I think that's a really good takeaway there as well. And final thing on the whole listening piece as well, when you are listening as well, really be aware of your body language. I don't know if you've probably noticed this about people sometimes, but just watch, if you know, if you're crossing your arms or if you're shuffling around, it sort of shows people that maybe you're not engaged, whereas just smiling and nodding is just encouraging when someone's speaking as well. So that's just something just to bear in mind when you're sort of having conversations as well. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. I wanted to quickly pop in and talk to you about our amazing supporter, CH Talent Solutions. We are an IT and digital recruitment company based in Australia. If you are someone right now looking for a new opportunity or considering a career pivot, please reach out to one of our consultants. Or if you are somebody looking to build your team or build your company or scale, again, please reach out to us if you are looking to find the best tech talent fast. I look forward to connecting with you. Now back to today's episode. Enjoy. So tip number 4, follow up and stay connected. I think this is something that I used to not be very good at. Go to networking events, get a load of business cards, and then I'd end up with a big fat chunk of business cards sat on my desk and never engage with them ever again. So now I'm very, very intentional when I meet people. I say, oh, can we connect on LinkedIn? Because again, that's more of a social network platform, a professional platform. So I'll connect, send them a message, say, hey, Pam, it was so good to meet you at the Sister Club Social. I'm looking forward to following you and let's stay connected. Such an easy thing to do, such a powerful thing to do. And then it sort of like takes those connections into sort of building more of a community around you. And look, could honestly end up creating long-term relationships as well that, like I said at the start, could lead to real opportunities. So make sure that if you do get into an engaging conversation at a networking event, connect with these people, follow up afterwards and say, you know, hey, Pam, loved our conversation. Hey, do you want to grab brunch in a few weeks' time and continue it? Who knows? You might end up with some really good friendships that come from it. Like I think about all of the people that we've met and stayed in contact with and where those relationships have continued to flourish and opportunities that come out of it is because we followed up afterwards. People are busy. People, you know, can't expect people to follow up with you. So be proactive in your networking approach. But anything to add to that when it comes to like following up and staying connected and why it's so important.
Yeah. And do you know, that's actually something that I am continuing to work on as well. I think it can be the little piece of the puzzle that a lot of us miss out sometimes. It's easier than ever to really remain connected with people. Just go to an event with your LinkedIn up, open and ready. And if you have a really good conversation with someone and you're like, oh, sheesh, I'm enjoying this chat. She's like, hey, would you mind if we connected on LinkedIn? It would be fantastic to be connected moving forward. I think when you go to these networking events as well, what is so powerful about meeting other people in the industry of which you're a part of, you can just have a right good chin wag. Is that a Scottish thing?
No, I think it's a UK thing.
Yeah. A right good chin wag about things that you have in common that you might not necessarily get from family catch-ups or friendship catch-ups. Like your professional connections and growing that network of industry professionals can actually just give you like such a good network of people that are like-minded. And those professional chats can actually serve as such a motivation throughout the course of a professional year. So do not underestimate the power of having your LinkedIn open and connecting with people that you've actually had a really good conversation with. And as you said, Georgie, it's like, hey, let's catch up for a brunch. Maybe it's not something that you're going to do, you know, a couple of times a year, but grabbing a coffee once or twice throughout the year, just say, hey, I'm thinking about going for a promotion and know that this is maybe a route that you've gone down before. Can we grab a wee coffee when you're in the city this week? And just having that, you know, those career type chats, I actually find them very uplifting and really motivating, you know, when you're speaking to people that have actually, you know, had similar experiences to you or, you know, have a similar drive and ambition. You know, you can really meet some really like-minded people that outwith your long-term friendships and your family relationships. These networks can really serve as a great inspiration for your life. So please keep your LinkedIn open and don't be afraid to ask to connect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And look, finally, tip number five, which we did speak about at the beginning about give more than you get, but that whole piece around giving back and helping others, it's so powerful. And like I said at the beginning, if we all showed up at these events thinking, what can I give? How can I help? What value can I offer to the people I'm going to meet today? Wow. Imagine if everyone turned up a Sister Club Social tomorrow with that intention.
Yeah.
Think about the connections that could be made, the opportunities that could be opened, like how everyone would go away feeling that, God, that was such a good event. And I felt like, because you're going to, the more you give, the more you get as well, right? So give, and it comes back to you. But that is just such a powerful thought process to have. What can I give? What value can I provide? But I want you, Pam, to tell the story of what happened at our last event and how your mindset of going into running the event, hosting the event, led to something that has now become such a wonderful opportunity for one of the women within our community. So I'm going to let you tell that story.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it also comes back to just going to these events with purpose as well. And I think that if you can show up in a capacity where you have got, you know, you've set your own intentions and you can show up, you can feel comfortable. And even if it's a case of that you want to show up at the event and you want to make sure that people feel welcome, by doing that, you're contributing to creating a more safe environment for the people that are there, where they really feel a sense of belonging. People can settle in, they can approach the evening in a really calm way and bring the best versions of themselves. So every single person that attends an event, if you can go and just even with a small intention of making sure that everyone that you interact with feels really calm and safe to open up and have conversations in your company, that is absolute gold. And when people feel really settled, that's when you get the best out of people. And that's how these events are just going to continue to grow and people are going to get the most value from them. But absolutely. So at our last event, there was a woman who at the end of the panel, she threw up her hand and she asked an absolutely fantastic question. And we obviously did the Q&A, but afterwards I had my mind, I have got to go and speak to that woman because that was such an intelligent question and I want to talk more on that subject. So at the end, grab myself another little glass of wine, as you do, and I sort of made my way over and they were actually talking in a group and I just introduced myself and managed to break into the group, of which, by the way, I was made to feel very welcome. And I said thank you to Carolyn for asking such a wonderful question and I would like to sort of have another chat with her about that. So her and I just started really having a fantastic conversation and it naturally flowed onto her mentioning to me that she's now at the stage of her career that she really has ambitions to use the skill set that she's cultivated throughout her career to start giving back a little. And she mentioned that she would really love the opportunity to get on some boards of some charitable organizations. Now, a few months before, Georgie and I had actually met with a group of women who are really high up in one of the big four fin services companies. And at the time they had asked if we knew of anyone or if we would have wanted to use our skill sets to be on boards. And we just didn't have the capacity at the time. And as soon as that was mentioned to me, I just thought, ding, ding. I said, Carolyn, you're going to leave it with me. I can absolutely make some introductions to some women and some groups that I know would absolutely love to see if there's a skill set that you have that could actually fit on some of the boards of their charities. So off I went. The next day, dropped an email and just sort of expressed an interest just to find out if the women were still looking for some senior resources to be a part of some of their boards, to which the resounding answer was yes. They constantly need that churn of people coming through. Looped one in with the other and I just said, guys, just loop me out now and you guys go off and do your thing. Good luck with it all. And a few weeks back, I received an email just basically saying that she had actually landed the board position of our dreams and thank you so much for the introduction. So always be thinking about what you can offer others for sure. It really makes a difference and I just feel absolutely fantastic that I had been able to, through my own networking, loop two groups of women in and for some magic to happen. So it feels really wonderful.
It's just such a powerful story. And after you said that, I remember we spoke about it after the event and we were saying, oh my God, yeah, she'd be perfect for that. Absolutely. Yeah. Go make the introduction and look what's happened. And again, I think that all comes back to what I said, you know, your network is your net worth, but use it as well. Use it to help others. Don't just use it for your own gains and benefits. If you know people that you, when you're speaking to someone at the event and you go, God, I'm going to connect you with so-and-so, I'm going to choose you to that person. It's such a nice thing to do. And I am a big believer in karma, universe, it will come back to you with abundance. And I truly believe that if you're a good person, I honestly think that opportunities open up for you. So when you are coming to any event, whether it's sisterhood, social events, or any networking event you're going to attend, like Pam said, just come and be the best version of you, show up with kindness, show up with a giving nature, thinking, what can I give, what value can I offer to the people in this room, and watch as your relationships flourish, your opportunities just keep coming to you and people want to be around you. And the final thing that I'll say before we sort of finish the podcast today is it has been a really tough year for everyone, right? And I am sensing that people are just so ready for a break, so ready to switch off, so ready to down tools and enjoy the Christmas period. Like there has been a lot of stress for many people this year with, you know, rising interest rate, mortgage rates, cost of living crisis, like people losing their jobs. Like it's been an intense year, right? And it's coming to the end. And I do think generally people are quite exhausted, but don't come with that attitude. Don't come with that sort of negativity. Don't come talking about things that are happening in the world that are negative. We all know what's going on, right? We all know there's things in the world happening right now that are unjust, that aren't good, and how much struggle people are actually going through. Come with something of value and just spread positivity, because honestly, people need it now more than ever. So don't come and be the drainer. Come with that positive attitude, come with that smile, come with that helping hand, because I honestly think that's what people need. And people are attracted to that. If you come with that confidence, that optimistic outlook on life, people are really going to be attracted to you. So really think about, again, how you want to show up, what you want to offer, and really come as the best version of you. And I'm so excited about tomorrow. It's going to be amazing. And I really hope if you've listened to this, you've got some tangible takeaways. The next networking event, give this a listen, or anytime you're sort of doing something that you're a bit nervous about, or you're going into a bit of a social setting, remember that everyone gets nervous. It's not something that we do every day. And like you said as well, Pam, we have been cooped up for, you know, a couple of years, and people are really sort of struggling to get back into a social setting. So come with empathy, come with kindness, and always show up in these scenarios as the best version of you. Anything to leave on, Pam, before we close off the podcast today?
Have fun.
Have fun.
Have fun.
Yes.
Yeah. No, just honestly, just really enjoy every single social event that you've got in your calendar, whether it be networking or your Christmas parties. Have fun. We all deserve it. Show up as the best version of yourself. Aim to be uplifting and inspiring to other people that you meet in a professional setting, and just enjoy it. I am so ready to have fun. I can't believe the event's tomorrow. I am really excited to see everyone. And yeah, I plan on having a lot of fun tomorrow. So watch out.
two drinks down, she'll be causing chaos.
I know.
That's hilarious. But yeah, look, honestly, I just really look forward to tomorrow. And if you have any questions moving into the new year as well, Pam and I want to do more of these solo casts. So pop your questions, reach out to us on LinkedIn. Network doesn't just have to be in person. It can be online as well. So please reach out to Pam and I. Promise you, we're really nice. We're really friendly. And we would love to connect with all of the listeners who tune in every week to this podcast. So thank you so much for listening to today. And we'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoy these episodes, the number one thing you can do to help us grow and keep spreading our mission and message is to hit the subscribe button. And if you have time, give us a quick rating. Appreciate each and every one of you who tune in every week. And we look forward to bringing you many more episodes this year. Take care.